Recently on the show, I talked about an Austrian counselling program that rehabilitates social media trolls. It hit the news because a local politician in Austria was court ordered to do the program after going on a racist and homophobic Twitter rant. To find out how it works, I'm joined on the line from Vienna by Bernard Glaser, the leader of the social work team at Newstart. Welcome to RN Drive.
Good morning. Hello.
Bernard, your aim here is to sensitise people to discrimination, create an awareness for injustice and lead to reflection and consequently a change in behaviour. What do you do to make that happen?
Well, it's a programme that takes 6 months. In average, we have about 15 meetings with individuals and in groups. It begins with the clarification and explanation of the legal norm. We give preventive information about the law, focusing on social media and media literacy, and trying to make the offender understand, reflect, and doing better in future.
How successful has it been so far?
Well, so far this program has begun in the beginning of 2018, and we have had 68 cases up to now. We have finished about 20-25 cases, and nearly all of them have gone through the whole program, and it was a success. Only some persons did not take the offer, and the courts moved ahead with sentencing.
A colleague of yours told the Washington Post, "We're not the thought police force." Is that a risk in this area, that you're telling people how to think?
That's very important. Free thoughts and free speech will not be touched. We are no thought police force. We want to foster awareness, understanding and dialogue. The program is about reflection of the own behavior, and it's ensuring that future behavior is compliant with criminal law.
It's interesting how people are ordered by law to undertake the counseling. How did the courts get involved in the first place?
Well, it's normal charges in the Austrian criminal law. There is incitement of hatred is incriminated, and the charges and convictions are rising. And the courts came to our organization and asked us, are there no better solutions than just convicting people? And so we developed this program to support the courts and do something that really makes sense. And this program does make sense. Clients experience the program as meaningful. Clients are interested in discussions and information. They reflect, they understand more, and they are willing to change behavior.
In the case of the local city councillor who was ordered to attend your program from the Freedom Party of Austria, was he resistant at first or was he a willing participant?
I don't know whether he's already begun the program. I think he has not. He was in court and the judge offered him to do this program. So we're just in the process of coming into contact with him. But there's not much difference from this case from all the other people that came to this program. They begin to talk with us about what they did and begin reflecting. And it's very interesting discussions for us and for them about human dignity, about what it means to discriminate. That's the beginning of a discussion. At the end of this discussion, after 6 months, there is more hindsight, I would say.
Twitter rants and nasty online rhetoric towards migrants, that's not an issue that just happens in Austria. It's something that happens, of course, across the world. Have you had interest from other countries looking to adopt your program?
Well, no, we did not. Of course, we're connected internationally. There is a lot of studies on online hatred and hate speech, but we're not informed about any program in other countries. Maybe there is something, but we're not informed about it.
US President Donald Trump is known for a late-night Twitter rant, or across the day, actually. Would you like to work with him?
It would be an interesting discussion, that's what I think. But before he has to come to our program, he has to cross the line of incriminating behavior. And I hope the American president has not had done incriminating behavior up to now.
Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Bernard Glaser is leader of the social work team at New Start in Vienna, a program which basically trains or tries to train online trolls not to be online trolls. This is RN Drive.